stop motion review, guys. Let's get right to it. Action!
What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. aka Ryan 680. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you have not already, be sure to like, share, subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to subscribe. Hit that little button to get notified for, in this case, movie reviews. We got a lot of stuff unraveling at the moment right now. We're getting ready for Dune 2. That's coming out later this weekend. We can't wait. We're going to see it Sunday, early fan screening event, which we are truly excited for here in San Antonio, Texas, baby. Let's go. But without further ado, let's talk. What are we talking about today, Angela? Well, what's the genre for today? Let's talk about that.
Ooh, this is a good one. It's been a while since we've touched this genre, but we are reviewing, I want to say it's like, in my own opinion, it's probably like a psychological horror. Yeah. But we are reviewing, it's called Stop Motion.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Stop Motion tells of a story where a stop motion animator struggles to control her demons after the loss of her overbearing mother. Okay, so one of the things I do want to recognize, and I do want to emphasize this a lot, the fact is that this movie won a lot of awards. It won a few awards in Fantastic Fest of 2023. So it's coming out off that.
And rain. Then I think there was also won some awards from a different.
Yes, a different film festival. Yeah. So
that says a lot coming into this.
Yeah.
You know, so I know you had mentioned it's going to come into a theatrical release tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So originally this film was actually going to only be streaming, right? So it's streaming on Shudder. But this movie is getting so much high critique ratings and everyone's talking about this film. And I love that. I love that when movies like have like this, okay. If we make a film, any studio, right? Any Disney Plus, whatever, right? Even Bob Iger is one of them that's changing the world right now with the way Disney's running certain films and everything. So Moana 2 was actually, just like this movie, they were both supposed to be a streaming film. A streaming, that's it. Just straight to streaming film. But they are just so good and such a really, I mean, this film is so good. It's so great. I mean, I've seen a few reviewers talk about this, few YouTubers talk about this movie, and I could see why, the positive behind it. I can see it. And I love it when they're like, you know what, we're gonna try this out in theoretical cut and it's gonna be fantastic, because I'm gonna encourage people to go watch it. We are gonna encourage people to go watch this film at a theater near you, because it comes out tomorrow. And yeah, this is supposed to be just a straight to streaming Shudder film.
Considering that it's Shudder, I know Shudder, they don't produce a lot of like two super mainstream movies, but they do fantastic, you know, independent films, and or they pick it up independent films, and they turn out really good, surprisingly. So for a Shudder film to be released in theaters, it speaks volumes.
It does.
The quality of this film, and I agree. Yeah. After watching this film, I was kind of hyped about it, because I think we saw like a small trailer beforehand.
We
kind of got a little bit just okay, this is what's gonna be like. Super creepy, super disturbing right off the bat. I was on board for it, and this film did not disappoint at all. There's a few things in horror that truly terrify me to my bone, and one of them is dolls, one of the elements, and one of them's clowns.
Yeah,
okay. So this definitely had to do with a lot of doll work, and it made so much sense. It was just so surprising, so good. The story, how it unfolded, it literally is about a stop motion animator, and it's like half stop motion, half reality. And I loved that integration. It was done so well. The editing, it was just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about this film.
You know, the elements behind this film and everything, it's such a horror essence, to where it's so damn witty. It's so damn good. It knows where it's at. It's definitely a film that surprised the hell out of me, because I didn't really know what to go inspect out of it. The only thing I saw was the poster. I didn't see a trailer for this film. So take that with the, you know, however you want it. But typically, you know, when it comes to like big budget films, we'll see a trailer, right? But I normally only see one trailer, and that's it, because I'm all like, okay, I'm already sold. I don't want to see more footage, because I want to wait for the film to come out. And even in this case, though, I feel like that this film gives a rich horror essence. The makeup, everything, the horror, the blood, the what do you call it, when they deteriorate certain things in this, I'm not going to spoil it, but when they carve out certain things. It's so good in a weird way, right? To say that, right? I mean, whatever. But
the special effects were so good.
Yeah, it's so good. One thing I do want to recognize, of course, was the acting of her. The actress.
Aisling.
Yes, Aisling. She was fantastic. She's actually from Game of Thrones. She's from a lot of good, The Fall back in 2013. So she did phenomenal, man. For this movie to really focus, because it focuses a lot on her. She carries this film.
It's all her.
It's all her pretty much, and she carries this film. The stop motion is so damn good. I love it. Oh. It's creepy. It gets me. And that's the thing too. When it comes to horror movies, and I'm very critique because I just don't want a damn stupid jump scare. I don't. When I know it's coming, it's like, but like it's just like, okay, it's effing annoying. Give us something original, which this did. Give us something that we haven't seen before, which this did. And you already mentioned it already, was that the stop motion, it was play by play stop motion mixed with live action, like interaction. It was so good. I love that. It kept me entertained so much, and I was all like, you know what, we never saw anything like this before, because yeah. I was comparing this to like older more different films, and one of the films, it's not a horror movie, but Isle of Dogs, like that stop motion, Mr. Fox Fantastic is another. Mr. Fox is another one by Patterson. So it's definitely like those realms, but they bring it into a different genre and they kind of mix it up a bit and they spice it up, and I just really did enjoy that a lot. Mm-hmm. Robert Morgan's the director here, and I gotta admit though, man, oh man, you know, this director and everything, I really enjoyed this film. I'm interested to see what else he might be on call to do, maybe more films, more independent films for Shudder. You never know, but I would definitely be interested in that take, or IFC films, any of the studios out there. But I, you know, this film, I gotta admit though, there was some scary moments in here. I was just like,
Shocking. It's so twisted and like diabolical and like it's just so hard to describe. Like some of the scenes were truly disturbing. Definitely not for the faint of heart. But I gotta say, they were done so well. Like like you say, the makeup, the effects, it was done so well. The stop motion, the way it was edited and kind of like woven into the story. It was done phenomenally. I think I agree with you. I loved her, Aisling. She was the main actress. She carried this film spectacularly.
No, she did. Yeah, and she did.
I loved seeing like her story play out, the way it, you know, and unfolded, if you will. And I really liked the way it was an hour and a half. I really liked.
That's a good runtime.
Yeah, it was a good runtime. I liked how it was like a beginning, middle, end, flowed very well.
Yeah.
I think this is a very good horror film that's going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it really is. And we do recommend this movie, guys, to check it out at a theater near you, because this film needs to be supported. You need to go check this out. Help it get up the box office right now, because, I mean, besides Dune 2, that's coming out very, very soon. We cannot wait. Dune 2 has got to be the most anticipated film of the year so far for me, at least. Definitely one of the anticipated films here. But needless to say, this film is definitely a recommend. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys, to check this out at a theater near you. Was this film we deserved? It's like, hell yeah, it was. Rating 1 out of 10. Tell me the highest answer. When you give this rating?
Oh my gosh. For a horror film, like shock value. I haven't been this shocked in such a long time. Because, like, you know, a lot of those horror films kind of tend to fall into the same formula, if you will, which is very predictable. You kind of already know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see it in this film a little bit. Like, you already know where she's going with this, you know, and you see it, but it's still shocking to see it unfold. And I gotta say, overall, the cast and the great story and, you know, the fantastic effects in the stop motion, I would say I would give it a solid 9 for a horror film. It was actually really good. I thought it was unique. Maybe there's other similar stories like that out there that I haven't seen, but for me, I haven't seen something like this in a while.
Yeah,
that shocks me, and I walk away and I'm like, well, what did I just watch?
you know, I got to compare this, and I have to compare this because it's so true to reassure moviegoers out there, is that this film, to me, comparing it to my personal opinion here, is that it's definitely like a hair away from hitting that level to where I saw the first time I saw Hereditary, and A24's Hereditary, and it's mind-boggling. It's definitely those emotions to where like you're just grasping for like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is so good. I can't look away. But at the same time, if I'm in a dark alley somewhere, I'm gonna be scared. I'm gonna be looking double twice there, you know, or anywhere dark, and even in my corner of the house or something, I'm all like, yeah, I'm gonna leave that light on for a little bit longer. But it's definitely of that realm, and I love that. I love how it just got me interested. It got me going on just a horror level of it, and I love that. I love it when movies do this. They get definitely have you have this experience, and that's the thing too. I feel like that you really get this really good, rich experience, and certain films make you feel this way, right? Or, you know, and I gotta admit, I love that. I love that too. Whenever they exceed more so than what I expected out of here, because I mean I expected a little bit to be scared a little bit, but it was more creepy. Yeah. It was more, I mean, I wasn't scared, but it was more creepy. It was more of that rich horrorness that I do miss in horror movies. I'll leave it at
yeah,
that.
And yeah, and I will say that there's a lot of takeaway from this. Like, there's a lot of messages and like a lot of hidden messages. Yeah. This means this means that, and I knew a lot of it probably went over my head, but at face value for a horror film, oh, I walked away like shooketh, like, because it was, again, some of the scenes are not for the faint of heart. So do keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It will disturb you. Could disturb you.
Yeah.
So, but I think overall it's a very well done film.
Yep.
I agree. I can't wait to see what projects he has for the future. Same thing for her and the rest of the cast. I think it's great.
I'm going
to
give it a solid 9 as well. An hour and 33 minutes. That's a perfect runtime. And even more so, the setting where they're at, because in reality, they're only in 2-3 settings. Maybe three sets, and I'm just like, damn, this is how, like, this is just shows you that you don't need a big budget to make a great movie. That just proves it. Granted, most of the money probably went to the makeup, probably went to like the blood, and all that.
Yeah.
And I love that, because it made it almost like a
scarier,
like Hereditary. Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, it definitely made it scarier. Believable. More like Hellraiser. More like, you know, that little bit of gore that I really, I don't say I like gore, but it's just like you don't at this time at this genre, you kind of expect it, but not as much as I thought I was gonna get out of it. in that perspective there. But one of the things I always want to say too, the creatures that they make in this film is so good. They're so damn good, and whoever made the design of this was fantastic. You did a great job, whoever made the design of this, and I really enjoyed myself watching this. And I do recommend this, checking out at a theater. But yeah, I'll leave it at 9. We do recommend this movie once again, guys. And thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Question is for you guys: did you enjoy this film? Are you kind of like, I don't know if I'm gonna check this out, Ryan? I'm kind of like a little like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it yet. Don't worry, guys. We rest assured, we will tell you. Check this out. If you are into horror movies, it's definitely a recommend for this from us, guys, because you are definitely going to come out being like, oh my gosh, this is good. This is good. And it will be on Shudder. Shudder doesn't have a release date at the moment right now, but it will be on Theoretical Cut. So we do recommend that. All right, guys. Thank you so much. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Aikenola, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Have a good one. Stay safe, San Antonio. Catch you later. Peace.